My name is Jyoti, Japanese nationality, and living in Oroville from 2005. And I am now teaching calligraphy in Oroville, and also teaching Japanese language and working for international zone, particularly Asian area. My relation with Japanese tea ceremony, it is quite long. Yes, because as I born as Japanese, already tea ceremony is was very close to me from my childhood. And I cannot tell when it was my first tea ceremony to participate, but since childhood, I had many time already to participate, because it is kind a part of our daily life as a Japanese. So rather, I can say it is very difficult to avoid to participate to tea ceremony, particularly my hometown in Kyoto. Kyoto is a cultural city, so those traditional cultures are still conducted in present days. Let's say it is very familiar for me to hold a tea ceremony and to participate tea ceremony. And it was around when I was around 23-25 years old, I started to discover a lot about the meaning, profound meaning of tea ceremony. Especially I lived in England for 1 year, and when I came back to Japan, I started to discover Japanese culture in different eyes. So tea ceremony was somehow one of the big, how to say, kind of rediscovery for me. And then I start to have a lot of relation with tea masters and also friend who does tea ceremony. And then I start to go deeper about tea ceremony, Japanese tea ceremony particularly. But in the same time, not only Japanese, I also discover about Taiwanese and also Chinese and Korean tea ceremony in the same time. Also, it was very good for me to compare how different they are and how similar they are, yeah, in the same time.
I attended one of these tea ceremonies in Verity, and there the tea master said that the tea ceremony is a sort of a lost tradition in Japan, in modern Japan.
In fact, Japanese tea ceremony or traditional culture as a whole, somehow in Eastern countries, we cannot really call it as a living tradition. Normally, we understand that tradition means the succession of the spirit. But very often in our society, think it is more in a form or rules to carry on to the next generation, to the and so on. But in this point of view, most of the Japanese tea ceremony tradition are not really in living tradition. People more focus on formal rules or this type of aspect of tea ceremony. But in fact, it is more necessary, important to focus on the level of spirit. It is very rarely done in a traditional society in Japan for this moment.
Why did you, in the One Asia Festival, bring such a not lived tradition to Auroville? Why did you not bring a modern theater group or a band or whatever as representing Japanese culture?
Okay. Basically, tea ceremony itself has a lot of profound meaning and also so many layers about Japanese art forms and philosophies. And for that, it is very good to present not only Japanese but four different countries such as China, Korea and Taiwan, and Japanese. So we can also find how different they are, we are. In the same time, our common interest, it is tea culture, tea ceremony. So it is somehow good to discover each other, but in the same time, by seeing some similarity in cross countries, we also can discover ourselves in the same time. So I found it is very good. And I can say a few tea masters, they are still continuing living tea ceremony. I can say living tea ceremony. So for that, I choose this master who is actually not a Japanese nationality. But he somehow I felt he is carrying on the spirit of tea ceremony, Japanese tea ceremony. So therefore, I choose him. Actually, he is a good friend of mine since 5 years. For that, I found he really did a very good presentation in Oroville, and many of Orovillians could discover and could feel what is the spirit of tea ceremony through his presentation. Maybe other tea master, if I ask to come, maybe it would not be the same effect for the Orovillians.
Because so many Orovillians are Westerners themselves, or why?
It is true. From his presentation, he could express his own discovery as Western person. So this point of view, Japanese hardly can have it, because often subjective, so it is very difficult to have the eye from somebody outside. Yes. So this was one of very, good part of his presentation. In the same time, he also lived in India, so somehow he can also explain from the point of view of Indian spirituality. This was also another opportunity for us that we could get touch with him.
He told me when I spoke to him, yes, that his tea ceremonies carry something special, which comes from his time in India.
In the same time, I can say it is also related to Japanese spiritual tradition called Shintoism, because there are so much similarity between Indian yoga tradition and Shintoism. And Shintoism is very important part of tea ceremony, because it tells about the intimate relation with the nature, and also purity, and also the direct connection with the universal being. This is somehow principle of your Shintoism, and this we can share same idea with yoga. And from this point of view, I could find two in the same time in him. One is the sense of yoga, in the same time sense of Shintoism in him.
About the differences and the similarities between the Chinese, the Japanese, and the Korean tea ceremonies, which were also represented here and presented here.
Yeah.
So can you say something about that?
Yes, it will be my personal impression. For example, from Chinese tea ceremony, I found so much beauty and grace descend to the tea ceremony conducted by young master Liu Di, and she somehow showed us gracefulness and simply the beauty in tea ceremony. It was very nice. And second, Japanese tea ceremony, from that I found some importance of discipline in a tea ceremony, and which could be a lot applied for our daily life. Yes, this is very important part of Japanese tea ceremony, and this is also why many people still take tea ceremony. It is very important Japanese culture in Japan. And from Taiwanese tea ceremony, I felt from the presentation of Master Cho, he did somehow a very interesting way, because Taiwan is somehow carrying the living tradition of China, which could be hardly seen in mainland China in the present age. Of course, still some people are still continuing some present tradition, living tradition in China, but I discover much more in Taiwan, and they are so much focused on their tradition and then their Confucianism and also for Taoism. And from Mr. Cho, somehow his way was very interesting. He was trying to assimilate the past Chinese culture in him, and also try to do some very expression in a modern way, not only stick in the past, but more he tried to collaborate with contemporary artists, contemporary painter or dancers, not only to the traditional dancers. This aspect I appreciate a lot. And for this, somehow tea culture become a medium from the past to the future. So I appreciate a lot, particularly this part of his presentation of tea from Master Cho. And then the last Korean tea ceremony, it was conducted by a Korean Zen monk. And his way of presentation, I found the beauty in simplicity. His tea ceremony was somehow very simple comparing to the other three tea ceremony, and less complicated, and but there is very much beauty in simplicity, and his presence was also quite nice, very lovely personality he has. And I was very happy that the four tea masters could come to Oroville in one moment.
What are the similarities of the different tea ceremonies?
Okay. So similarity among those different tea ceremonies, we have somehow a common purpose and aim in tea ceremony, which is spirituality. It is not only drinking tea, but we are also aspiring ourselves in spiritual growth through tea ceremony. And it is not only for individuals, but for collective. And for that, we are somehow trying to lift up our daily life through the tea ceremony by sharing nice tea, selected tea from tea master, and also some beautiful picture or calligraphies in the tea room. And we speak about spirituality and beauty and culture, and these subjects somehow comes up naturally. We don't speak about financial topic or politic, and this thing we rarely speak in a tea ceremony. Somehow atmosphere in tea ceremony does not allow to put us in those aspects. We had Chinese, Taiwanese, Korean, and Japanese. Those are all somehow related in spirituality through the tea ceremony. And this was our sharing purpose in the tea ceremony.
What is the message of the tea ceremony for Auroville? Mm-hmm. What can it offer to Auroville especially and to Aurovillians?
It is sharing of the time, but more in a respected manner, and more in an intimate way, and more quiet way, in a silent way, I could say. Because somehow in the Eastern country, we, in the gathering, we speak, but also we respect in a silence between the conversations. So we understand each other through the conversation, and in the same time also through the silence. It is not only for us important to share the moment of talk only, but also through this, how we share the silence, we also can understand each other better. And somehow tea ceremony has this strong aspect of this
Do you think our villains need to listen to each other in silence or understand each other without talking?
This would be very good for not only for all villains but for everybody. To be receptive, it always helps for us to understand each other, not only expressing. Expression is somehow kind of primal way of communication, but silence leads us in a different aspect. For that, I think like this kind of way of communication will help a lot. And it's not necessary to be heard through some expensive tea or some specialty, or not necessary to be with tea. It can be done through a kind of sharing of some beautiful picture or some beautiful painting or calligraphy or just normal chai or whatever. The way and attitude are more important than the material fact. So for that, we can anytime conduct tea ceremony, and we don't need to say ceremony. It is a time of sharing, but more in spiritual and deeper way, let's say.
You said that the tea ceremony is also a way of peace.
Yeah, for Eastern country, tea ceremony, it is kind of a moment to create peace and harmony among friends and family, and yes, it is very, it works somehow, because to gather in one place and to share around the tea, and we discover each other through the sharing of how the tea reflects to each of us. Yeah, this is kind of peace and harmony activity in daily life. We could say like this. And it really works.
And this could be good for Auroville as well.
I believe so, because since 2005, I conducted a lot of tea ceremony for Aurovillian. Yeah. And it really works. And many feedback I have, it is somehow this kind of time is missing in Auroville. Yes. This is very often I receive this type of feedback. And for that, we conduct tea ceremony in our private residence, but also in Pitanga every Friday afternoon. After my calligraphy class, we invite some friends to Pitanga after my calligraphy class, and they come and they share the tea time and they appreciate tea. And then it is very unique way of communication of each other. But we never become aggressive through this, and by sharing each different idea of each of us, but we never fight and we don't against different ideas, because we somehow respect of diversity. So, but tea ceremony somehow helps to give us some relaxed and receptive atmosphere to create. So for that, maybe this is what people say, this is somehow missing in Auroville.